Just to accept the material body with its different parts and paraphernalia, which are not fully under one's control, one must have the lotus feet of his superiors, namely his spiritual master and the spiritual master's predecessors. At their mercy, one can sharpen the sword of knowledge, and with the power of the Supreme Personality of Godhead's mercy, one must then conquer the enemies mentioned above. In this way, the devotee should be able to merge into his own transcendental bliss, and then he may give up his body and resume his spiritual identity. In the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says, Janma karma chame divyam evam yo veti tatvataha chaktvadi ham punajanma naitimam eti sarjana. One who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving the body, take his birth again in this material world, but attains my eternal abode, O Arjuna. This is the highest perfection of life, and the human body is meant for the purpose, for this purpose. It is said in Srimad Bhagavatam, me deham adyam sulabham sudhulabham plavam sukalpam gurukana dharam mayan kulyena nabashvateritam puman bhavatpim nataret saatmaha. This human form of body is a most valuable boat. The spiritual master is the captain, Guru Kanadharam, to guide the boat in plying across the ocean of passion. The instruction of Krishna is a favorable breeze. One must use all these facilities to cross over the ocean of passion. Since the spiritual master is the captain, one must serve the spiritual master very sincerely, so that by his mercy one will be able to get the mercy of the Supreme Lord. A significant word here is Achyuta Bala. The spiritual master is certainly very merciful to his disciples, and consequently, by satisfying him, a devotee gets strength from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore says, Guru Krishna Prasadipaye Bhakti Lata Beej. One must first please the spiritual master, then one automatically pleases Krishna and gets the strength with which to cross the ocean of nations. If one seriously desires to return home back to Godhead, one must therefore become strong enough by pleasing the spiritual master, for thus one gets the weapon with which to conquer the enemy, and one also gets the grace of Krishna. Simply getting the weapon of jnana is insufficient. Nur Wissen zu kriegen reicht nicht aus. One must sharpen the weapon by serving the spiritual master and adhering to his instructions. Then the candidate will get the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In general, warfare, one must take help from his chariot and horses in order to conquer his enemy. And after conquering his enemies, he may give up the chariot and his paraphernalia. Similarly, as long as one has a human body, one should fully use it to obtain the highest perfection of life, namely going back home, back to Godhead. The perfection of knowledge is certainly to become transcendentally situated, Ramabhuta. As the Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, Ramabhuta prasanatma na shochati na kangshati samasaveshu bhuteshu matvaktim lavate param. One who is transcendentally situated at once realizes the Supreme Brahman and becomes fully joyful. He never laments nor desires to have anything. He is equally disposed toward all living entities. In that state, he attains pure devotional service. Simply by cultivating knowledge that the impersonalists do, one cannot get out of the clutches of Maya. one must attain the platform of bhakti. It's very, very interesting to read actually Prabhupada's purpose. There we all know that's a truism. But to read them in the light of Shiva Jiva Goswami's analysis. For instance, this sentence, simply by cultivating knowledge, as the impersonalists do, one cannot get out of the clutches of Maya. One must attain the platform of bhakti. You may think it's a simple sentence, but Jiva Goswami actually takes about two or three sections in the beginning part of Bhakti Sandarbha to explain how this is so. And he goes so deep into the philosophy. It's difficult to follow him if you are not a philosopher as such. But Prabhupada just distally, in one sentence, the work of the Goswamis for us. And it is just very amazing to see that. Bhaktyamang abhijanati javanyas jasmi tatvataha tatomang tatvato vyatva vishate tat anantara. One can understand the Supreme Personality as he is only by devotional service. And when one is full in consciousness of the Supreme Lord by such devotion, he can enter into the kingdom of God. Unless one has attained the stage of devotional service at the mercy of the spiritual master and Krishna, there is a possibility that one may fall down and again accept a material body. Therefore Krishna stresses in the Bhagavad Gita, janma karma cha vedi vam evam yo vati tatvata atyakva deham puna janma naiti mangeti sojuna. One who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving the body, take his birth again in this material world, but attains my eternal abode, O Arjuna. So we will jump a little ahead because the purpose is really, really long. I hate to do it, but it's really mammoth. Significant in this verse are the words Jnanasinam Achyuta Bala. Jnanasinam, this word of knowledge is given by Krishna. And when one serves the Guru and Krishna in order to hold this word of Krishna's instructions, Balaram gives one strength. So if you have not managed to concentrate for the first part of the purpose, now is your chance. Be with us. It is very important. We will not be able to understand Lord Nityananda if we don't take shelter now in attentive hearing. The sphere of knowledge is given by Krishna, and when one serves the Guru and Krishna in order to hold the sphere of Krishna's instructions, Balaram gives one strength. In other words, you hear from the Bhagavad Gita and the Bhagavatam and your spiritual master, and that is like getting a sword of knowledge into your head. Now the sword is very heavy and you feel very tired and very weak to actually carry it. Balaram on Nityananda gives you the strength to use it, to carry it. Balaram is Nityananda. Rajendra Nandana Joy Shachi Suta Hoyla Se. Balaram Hoyla Nitai. This Balaram comes with three Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and both of them are so merciful that in this age of Kali, one may very easily take shelter of the lotus feet. They come especially to deliver the false souls of this age. Papi tapi jata chila hari name udharila. Their weapon is Sankirtan, Harinam. Thus one should accept this word of knowledge from Krishna and be strong with the mercy of Balaram. We are therefore worshipping Krishna Balaram in Vrindavan. In the Mundaka Upanishad it is said, Nayamatma Balahinena Labhyo Nacha Pramada Tapasova Pyalingat Eter Upajer Jajate Yas to Vidvangs Das Yaisha Atma Vishate Brahmadhamma. One cannot attain the goal of life without the mercy of Balaram. Srinarottam Das Thakur therefore says, Nitaigera Koruna Bhave Prajera Krishna Bhave. When one receives the mercy of Balaram Nityananda, one can attain the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna very easily. Se sambandho nahi jar mrita janma gelatar vidya kulehi kodibotare. If one has no connection with Nitai, Balaram, then even though one is a very learned scholar of Jnani, or has taken birth in a very respectable family, these assets will not help him. He must therefore conquer the enemies of Krishna consciousness with the strength received from Balaram. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Please listen again.
Ja, Madhavananda, I'm very sorry. Kannst du mich meine Brille erholen aus dem Shastra-Bag?
Ja, okay. So, the very tiny. As long as one has to accept a material body, which is different parts of paraphernalia, which are not fully under one's control, one must have the lotus feet of his superiors, namely his spiritual master, and his spiritual master's predecessors. By their mercy, one can sharpen the sword of knowledge, and with the power of the Supreme Personality of Godhead's mercy, one must then conquer the enemies mentioned above. As the enemies are greed, lamentation, illusion, fear, madness, and this gang of anattas. In this way, the devotee should be able to merge into his own transcendental bliss, and then he may give up his body and resume his spiritual identity. So, the process of Krishna consciousness is very simple for someone who thinks in a straightforward and simple manner. The process of Krishna consciousness means actually to derive help. Without help, it is hopeless. To attain the transcendental world of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is only possible by superior or spiritual strengths. And we don't have this strength on our own. We have the strength of our bodies to move in this world and to do activities. And we have the strength of our minds to reach certain conclusions and so on. But we do not have spiritual strength on our own. The living entity in this material world is covered by the material energy, and it is then thrown into the material whirlpool. And it is not possible for such a helplessly conditioned soul to do something which requires spiritual strength. We need to get this spiritual strength. And today we celebrate the appearance of the one who can supply us with this spiritual strength. It is, of course, Lord Nityananda. Now, mysteriously enough, there is not a comprehensive biography of Lord Nityananda. Lord Nityananda's position remains somewhat clouded in a mystery. Only very, very few are actually able to understand the glories of Lord Nityananda. Today we will just humbly and sincerely try to get a little bit into this cloud, we can't really say this, to get a little bit into Nityananda Tattva. The beginning will be a little philosophical, but I can rest assure you it will not be difficult to follow this, because in the second part of our lecture we will hear mostly leelas concerning Lord Nityananda. But in order to understand them, we need to understand the tattva. Lord Nityananda is the guru, the spiritual master of the universe. He is the intermediary between the devotee and the Lord. Do you understand this word intermediary? It might require a little explanation, because I also had to look it up in the dictionary. Intermediary means the in-between, the one who makes the connection between the devotee and the Lord. That's Nityananda. Just like Lord Balaram, the elder brother of Chaitanya, of Krishna, is the second body of Krishna, almost identical with the Lord. In the same way, Lord Nityananda is the second body of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Krishna expands into Balaram, and in the same way, Krishna comes as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he also comes as Nityananda. That is a very difficult concept for us to understand, how God can be two. In this world, we can only be, Tony can only be Tony. He can't be Krishnadas. Name is Krishnadas, isn't it? Yes. If Tony would feel like Krishnadas, that would create a substantial problem. But God can appear in many features. In this way, he appears also as Nityananda, the original guru. And he appears as Balaram. It's one and the same Supreme Personality of Godhead, but in different functions, so to say. See, Lord Balaram or Nitai helped the Lord in two ways. One is in the creation of the universe. From the first expansion of Krishna, that is Balaram, the Karunadaka, first Mulashankarshan comes, and then Karunadaka Shai Vishnu, who lies down in the cloud of the material creation, and he begins to exhale the different universes. And then he gets into the each universe as Garbhodaka Shai Vishnu and Shirodaka Shai Vishnu. So Lord Balaram first helps the Lord in the function of creation, but then he also serves him in his transcendental leela, sometimes as a guru, sometimes as a friend, and sometimes as a servant. Balaram or Nitai also helps dressing the Lord or taking care of the Lord. Balaram expends in the form of his slippers, his umbrella, his couch, his pillows, his garments, sacred thread, and so on. So only by the mercy of this wonderful transcendental personality, it is actually possible for us to obtain the Supreme Personality of Godhead's mercy. Otherwise, it is not possible. We cannot link up on our own with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, the spiritual master is always considered either a representative of Lord Balaram, of Nityananda, or Balaram, or as a representative of Srimati Radharani. Now, in the manifest earthly leela, Lord Nityananda appeared as 10 years older than Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He appeared 10 years before the appearance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is described that Nityananda was extremely beautiful, and his eyes were always moving under his lid like this darting hummingbirds. You know, there are these birds who fall from the sky all of a sudden. So the eyes of the Lord were always moving, intoxicated with love. Although Nityananda had a natural whitish complexion, sometimes he would assume the color of a glossy, blackish personality. Nityananda would turn blue-black. And that is because he is identified with these different Vishnu forms, this Karana Dakshaisha Vishnu, and so on and so forth. For instance, when you see him, how he appears in the dream of Krishna Das Kaviraj, you see him in this blackish-bluish body. Isn't that extraordinary? But usually he was whitish in his complexion. His garments had looked like a cluster of blue lotus flowers, and his effulgence was like the effulgence of the rising moon when it comes up under the on the horizon and the sun sets in the western hemisphere. When he walked, it looked as if an elephant would walk. His voice was always very deep, and he said, "Krishna, Krishna," all the time. Sometimes he looked also like a maddened lion when he was in the full ecstasy. He always carried a red iron stick with him, very heavy stick, which was very fearful for the demons, but extremely ecstatic for the devotees. His face was very difficult to look at because it actually shone like millions of moons. And his teeth were very bright, but sometimes a little reddish from chewing betel. Around his feet, there were always bumblebees, which were thinking these lotus feet are full of honey, so therefore they were trying to drink the honey. They were in anxiety. The feet around the... Lord Nityananda was a wonderful dresser, by the way. He had always the most outrageous dress, the best dresses, tinkling ankle bells, golden earrings, armlets full of gold, bangles, and so on. And he had a very carefree mood, the mood of a wild avaduta. Avaduta is someone who is not bound by rules. For instance, sometimes you would see him riding laughingly on a huge white bull. He would laugh and laugh and said, "Krishna, Krishna." He would announce to the world, "I am a servant of Nimai." Therefore no one knew what he would do next. That was his mood. There's a nice verse which I want to quote for you. Nityanandam aham vande kanalambitam munkitam chaitanya graja rupena pavitri krita bhutalam. Salutations to Sri Nityananda Prabhu, who has a single pearl suspended from one of his ears, who is the elder brother of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and who is the purifier of the whole world. Now he appeared sometimes in the year 1474. It's not absolutely secure that it is 1474, maybe it's 73 or 75. Around this time, he appeared to Hadai Oja and his wife Padmavati, who were brahmanas from the town Mithila. When he appeared, the whole sky was full of a rain of flowers. The country's flowers rain, and everyone would think, "Whew, here will be the most amazing personality will take birth." When he was and you can still visit his appearance place, and it's called the Garbhavash in Ekachakra, and we have just heard that our Purushottam, Bhakti Purushottam Swami, builds a Dharamshala where 100 devotees can stay. So if you are extremely rich, you can help constructing that Dharamshala. This is what he asked me to tell you. Lord Nityananda was a great drama player, by the way. He, in his childhood, would always play with his boys' dramas. For instance, he would play Mother Bhumi came to the ocean of milk and prayed for the Lord's appearance. And he and his boys would go to the Ganga and just pray for the Lord's appearance. And there was a little boy behind a rock, and he would say, "Fear not, I will soon appear." And they were playing like this. Then they were playing Devaki and Vasudev in the prison, and how Kamsa was imprisoning them. And sometimes Nitai brought all his friends to a milkman and said, "Just hide here and watch me, how I will steal all the milk from the milkman." Then the milkman, of course, knew that Nitai came, and he was so full of love that he for this little boy that he supplied a lot of bloody milk and yogurt and so on. One time, the whole village of Ekachakra used to gather and see this amazing place of Nityananda. One time, Lord Nityananda played the Ramayan Leela. And there is an episode where Lakshman is getting an arrow and losing his consciousness. And he played this part. He played Lakshman, and when he played it, he was so identified with the play that he just fell down unconsciously, and he laid there for many hours. And the village said, "Oh, our Nitai, what has happened with him? He is now dead, most probably." And then no one knew how to get him back to life, until finally some elder gentleman had the idea. Oh, it's very simple. One boy has to play Hanuman and bring him, you know, and bring the herbs and put them on the nose of Lakshman. Then Lakshman will get up. Just do it. And the boy came playing Hanuman, bringing the herbs. Immediately Nidhari got up and continued. So the people were so amazed in Ekachakra, seeing the Lord playing like this, that they were asking him, "Nitai, how is it that you have learned all these leelas? No one told you these pastimes." And Nitai was answering them, "They are my own pastimes." No one actually understood. Being totally covered by the yoga maya, that's the energy of the Lord, which helps the Lord in his play, in his leela, so that those who play with him do not see him as the Lord and just stand there and pray, but they actually are behaving to him like their friend or their lover, and so on and so forth. These first 12 years in Ekachakra, Nitai just played the different roles of the incarnations, which were his own roles. He was performing his play within the play, which he had, which is the ultimate reality of the transcendental world. That is the reality of divine leela. And then, after 12 years, something extremely shocking happened. One day, an unknown sannyasi came to the place of Hadai, Oja, and Padmavati. And the whole night, he engaged in Krishna Katha. With Hare Oja. Hare Oja was so bliss that he said, "My dear sannyasi, before you go, take anything from me." "Anything?" said the sannyasi. "Yes, I am so satisfied. You have given me Krishna. Then I want Nitai," said the sannyasi. "Nitai? Yes, I want Nitai. You said anything." Hare Oja didn't know what to do. He could not give away his son, but he could also not deny it. So finally, after crying for a long, long time, he said, "Take Nitai." And then the sannyasi took Nitai. It's actually very, very hard moving. You can't tell it the way it is told. It's just, you will all start to cry. Hadai just was standing there, looking in the direction where the sannyasi went. He stood there for one day, 2 days. Then the villagers came and said, "No, Hadai, don't stay like this. You eat something, huh? And take your snan. After all, Nitai will come back after 1 week or 2 weeks, no problem." But Hadai just looked in the direction. Then after a week, he fell down and died. Yes, he was so much viraha, so much separation. He could not actually, he could not cope with the pain. So Nitai went with this sannyasi, and it is not known who this sannyasi was. some say Lakshmipati Tirtha, but it is not. It is not sure, at least. So he went for 20 years on a pilgrimage. Did you know this? From 12 years onwards, 20 years he went on the pilgrimage to all the holy places. He came, for instance, to Pandapur. Pandapur is a place where the older brother of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Vishwarup, left his body. Here, when he came to Pandapur, because that's also him, Nita is also Vishwa, then the Shakti of Vishwarupa entered his body. Yes. And there he met also, in that around that time, he met Lakshmipati, who is the spiritual master of Madhavendra Puri. Lakshmipati actually saw Nitai in a dream. He saw actually Balaram in a dream one day. The very old Vaishnava, who was very, very old, and he was a member of the Madhva Sampradaya. Sometimes you might think, how are we connected to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? To the Madhva Sampradaya. Our Sampradaya, our line of school is called the Gaudiya Madhva Sampradaya, and we are connected over Lakshmipati Tirtha. Just before, when he had this vision of Balaram in the dream, he was very, very old, and he knew he had only a few more days to live. In the morning, after this unusual dream, he saw a personality standing before him. And this personality looked exactly as the personality he had seen in the dream. He looked like Balaram. And then, before his very eyes, all of a sudden, this mysterious personality who looked like an innocent child and who was extremely beautiful was transforming into Balaram. He had a plow on his shoulder, and Lakshmipati Tirtha saw this, and his eyes were just not be able to behold this. You know, he was so old, he thought this must be a hallucination. But then he cried and cried in ecstasy. He embraced that personality, and he gave him the name. He asked, what is his name? And heard, my name is Nitai. Then he said, no, your name is Nityananda Swarup. Swarup is the Brahmachari name of Nityananda, Lord Nityananda. Lord Nityananda has accepted, in other words, Lakshmipati Tirtha and Madhavendra Puri as his spiritual master. He accepted also Madhavendra Puri as, so to say, a part of Lakshmipati Tirtha, because Madhavendra Puri was such a wonderful disciple of Madhavendra Puri. Now, we will just talk a little bit more, and I actually see I won't be able to finish everything, and we will in the evening continue, but I want to just say to you how Nityananda was such an avaduta. The translation for the word avaduta means pure one. For such a personality, there are no rules and regulations. Sometimes Lord Nityananda was seen, he took his dhoti and tied it around his head. This is usually not done. If Harishchandra Prabhu or Dhananjaya Prabhu all of a sudden would get into the ecstasy of kirtan, we would certainly bring them into another room. They would have such turbans and let them sit in the room on their own, but not in public. This is a highly unlikely bill. This is not done. But Lord Nityananda did this. But anyone who saw him just felt that divine ecstasy, and just all opposition vanished. That's why, see, sometimes Lord Nityananda would shout in the ecstasy of love of Godhead, and he would jump into the Ganga and was swimming around with the crocodiles in the Gangas, just for fun. Krishna Chandra has already difficulties. I think I will not tell many more examples. It is very, very unusual, the activities of... Therefore he is considered very, very funny. Advaita Acharya jokingly in the Chaitanya Charita Rita calls him Sahaje Pagal. He is the natural madman. But now I really need to tell all of you, you need to understand Lord Nityananda's transcendental position. Therefore, as Balaram and as the one from whom the whole universe has come, if he acts in a way which we cannot understand, we need to remember his transcendental position. There is a shloka in this connection which says, if I see Lord Nityananda coming from the house of, you know, Wirtsstube, liquor shop, from a liquor place, still for me he is no one else than my worshipable Lord. This is the attitude of a Vaishnava. You know, sometimes, because Lord Nityananda was so unusual, people, when they even would hear his name, they would, the atheists would just run away, because he is just so transcendental. Now, when he walked to finally, Lord Nityananda's plan was like this. He wanted to go on the pilgrimage until, and then stay in Braj, in Vrindavan, until he knew that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would start with his manifested pastime. When the Lord appeared as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the beginning he was just in the pastime of a scholar. Only later he started his Sankirtan movement in the house of Srivas Pandit. And Nityananda wanted to meet him then and assist him in his mission of spreading the Sankirtan mission. So it is described, he stayed in Braj, and he visited all the holy places. People saw him rolling like a golden mountain in the dust of Vrindavan, in the ecstatic love of Godhead. He went, for instance, to Nanda Baba's house, and there he, you can still see this house, there he felt the walls, and he cried in ecstasy, remembering how he was there as Balaram. Many times the devotee saw this unusual, huge, majestic personality talking to his friends, which only he saw. That is the parikas, the associates of the Supreme Lord. Then he went to Sringaravat, where he lied on the ground thinking in deep separation of Krishna, and he placed flowers on his body. Then he would get up, and when he saw the flowers falling down, he was screaming in love of God, "Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna?" This is how he was, the unusual transcendental moods of the Lord. And at that time he had the vision. In his vision he saw the Supreme Personality of Godhead as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Nadia, Navadvip, that's in Bengal. And he decided on the spot to go there and join the Lord. He went, but he did not go directly, because Nityananda is very, very amazing personality. He went on the to the house of Nandan Nandan Acharya, who was staying in the garden called Ishodhyan. That's a part of Mayapur, which is identical with Braj, which Vrindavan. And he stayed there, and he thought to himself, let Chaitanya Mahaprabhu see me. He should come and visit me. I will not go to him. At that time, however, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu hadn't woke up with an unusual dream. He said to his associates, I saw around the early morning a wonderful personality in a chariot drawn by the most beautiful horses stopping before the my house. And that personality looked like Balaram, and he was always calling, is here my small brother Nimai living? I've come to get him. Where is the small one? And I was seeing that amazing person. Chaitanya told them, you have to look for him. He must be somewhere, this unusual personality here in Navadvip. So Haridas Thakur, who's no one else than Lord Brahma, and Srivas, who's no one else than Narada Muni, started to look for Lord Nityananda. And you know, Brahma can find anything in the whole universe. And Narada Muni also has a lot of mystical potency. No problem for him to find anything. But in the evening, both of them came home and said, we couldn't find anyone. Because the Lord chose to not reveal his transcendental identity as of yet. So finally, after some Lord Chaitanya personally decided, I will go myself and I will find Nitai. And straight away he went to Nandanandan Acharya's house, and there he saw the transcendental personality Nityananda. And for the first time in Navadvip, the wonderful kirtan came when Nitai Gauranga chanted together. It was such a kirtan that it's not possible to describe it. Therefore we will not even try. It's impossible to describe. Waves of ecstasy were flooding everything, and everyone was drowning in the waves. That's all one can say. In the end, Nityananda just fell down unconscious on the ground. That was the kirtan. So, soon after this, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to make an abhishek of Lord Nityananda and make the Guru Pooja to him. Shakshu Prabhu, kannst du mal gerade finden? Madhya Lila 17, Vers 17. But Nityananda, when he saw that Mahaprabhu was starting to offer the arati, he immediately took the arati plate out of the hands of Nityananda, and Nityananda took the arati plate out of the hands of Lord Chaitanya, and then he started to make the Guru Pooja to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I said Madhya Lila, but I made a mistake. It's in the Adi Lila, and I want to read to you what happened then. Adi Lila. Well, I just hope that I didn't make a mistake. Ja. Adi, Lila, sitzen. Sorry, you have to agree this. Nityananda Prabhu then arranged to offer Vyasa Puja, or worship of the spiritual master, to Lord Sri Gaurasunda. But Lord Chaitanya carried the plow-like weapon called Mushala in the ecstasy of being Nityananda Prabhu. In other words, Lord Chaitanya, while receiving that arati, transformed himself into the form of Nityananda. And in this way, it became clear that he and Nitai are the same transcendental personalities. As we have said, just like Krishna is the second body of Balaram is the second body of Krishna, Lord Nityananda is the second body of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So on this divine appearance day of Lord Nityananda, I will finish here, but this evening we also have a class. I will just continue with these amazing pastimes. On this appearance day, we should approach Lord Nityananda, Ram, in a very humble way and pray for him to get all the energy, spiritual strengths which we will need in order to go back home, back to Godhead. When Prabhupada writes, one cannot attain the Supreme without being favored by Balaram or Sankarshan. Ananta or Shesha is the power which sustains all the planets in their different positions. Materially, this power is known as the law of gravitation, but actually it is a display of the potency of Sankarshan. Balaram or Sankarshan is spiritual power, or the original spiritual master. Therefore, Lord Nityananda Prabhu, who is also the incarnation of Balaram, is the original spiritual master. And the spiritual master is the representative of Balaram, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is confirmed that the spiritual master is a manifestation of mercy of Krishna. So this is a very, very nice day for us, and I certainly wish all of you the mercy of Nityananda, who is today again drunken with ecstatic love for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And you know, when you have a drunken person, he will give you anything. Very easy, you know. Can I have your shoes? You can say to the driver, sure! You know, and so in the same way, Lord Nityananda will easily give us everything. He won't think, oh, are you qualified? Are you actually proper to receive this gift? No, he will give it today. And therefore, this day is described by many as a very, very important day in Krishna consciousness. We will have the Abhishek to Lord Nityananda at 10 o'clock here in the temple. And I personally think I should not take any questions this morning. Let me just see. Because we will continue the class. This morning is actually only a half a class. It's not yet finished. We will finish it in the evening. Please come. It is very important to understand the Nityananda Tattva. We will hear very amazing leelas. Oh, we will hear many, very, many unknown leelas. Also about the devotees of Lord Nityananda. They are also very special. Then we will have some transcendental formula. Okay, so thank you very much. Lord Nityananda Prabhu ki jai, Prabhu Pada ki jai, Gaur Premanand ki jai.
Divine Grace Srila Satchidananda Maharaj ki jai.